Amen. You may be seated. I just wanted to give you a little picture this morning of what I think God is so awesome about. Because on Tuesday morning, I had put a little step stool down and had been sitting on it and cleaning out a cabinet, and I'd put some things in the cabinet, and I got up because there were some things that I had that weren't supposed to go in that. And somehow, in that moment when I got up, my feet did not work right. The next thing I knew, I'm falling over backwards, over this step stool. And I'm telling you, there had to be angels there. Because I could have really, really hurt myself because I fell over backwards. I do not know how this side got over against the wall. And I caught my wife's jewelry case coming down, so I have a nice long scratch from the top of my shoulder down. Anyway, I feel like there were angels there because I should have really been hurt. Now, I was sore. I had scabs on my back that had to heal. But, you know, I expected to have to be really popping pills. I took one set of pain pills that day. The next day, I didn't take any pain pills. I didn't take any pain pills till yesterday, last evening, when yesterday thinking that, oh, my back is just fine. You know how you get and you start lifting and your back is saying, no, you still did do some little damage there. Pay attention. So anyway, I really believe God was looking out for me because it should have been so much worse. So hallelujah. Well, this morning our scriptures are taken out of the Gospel of John, the ones we're going to read. So if you'll turn to, and we're going to actually start with John 16 and then jump back to John 14. And I have the New American Standard in front of me, so I'll read out the NIV that you all have there. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Now, if we can jump over to John 14. So this actually was said before the last scripture. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Sound a little bit familiar? You know, what is it that they say about scripture when they repeat it? It's something you need to really sink your teeth into. Okay? So this morning I'm challenging us, let's sink our teeth into this as we talk about the Holy Spirit. All right? So now we're going to first just keep our thoughts centered on these two scriptures as we start. All right? And then we're going to branch out a little. All right. I want you to get in your minds what is happening here, Jesus is giving this discourse to His disciples. He's saying, guys, I'm getting ready to leave you. I'm getting ready to leave you. And immediately they are what? They are just filled with this sense of loss, this great sense of loss, okay? Now, I want us to think for a moment about this, okay? Because this is our reaction. When our kids moved out of the house, Lana and I went through a sense of loss of identity. We had been the caregivers. We had been the authority. All of a sudden, our role was changing. They had grown. We no longer were the ones who were making sure they had their meals, making sure they had their clothes, making sure that they got to dance lessons, making sure that they got to anything they were a part of. We experienced a loss. Now, I want you to imagine, these disciples had for 3 years been with Jesus. And He's saying, guys, it's changing. I'm about to complete everything. There's going to be a new way of doing things. And they're thinking, my goodness. But He says, really, this is for your benefit, guys. Because right now, the Holy Spirit is totally resting upon me and then going out to do what He needs to do. You remember when Jesus sent out His disciples? First time they sent out the 12, then the next time they sent out 70. Not just the 12, but 70 went out. And they had authority. And they saw the demons being cast out. And they were excited. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall. He said, there's something even more important than that. The important thing is that you now have and understand and grasp the gospel. The gospel, which is the good news that I've been bringing to you all these 3 years, showing you what God is going to do in this last time. I must die on the cross, but I will not leave you alone. I'm going to send you a counselor. Now, it's interesting, this term counselor is actually a term used in courts. It is the term that was used when you would have like an attorney to represent you. I'm going to send you a counselor. We also hear it called a comforter. Well, isn't it a comfort to have someone draw alongside you to help you when you need help? And the Greek term is paraclete. That's exactly what it means. Someone to draw alongside to help. So guys, wherever you're at, just as John said and as was prayed in the prayer, wherever you're at, the Holy Spirit is now there for you. What is He going to bring? He's going to bring everything that Jesus said He could bring. What did He say He could bring? He gave us authority. So, one of the things we now have through the Holy Spirit is authority to see the kingdom of heaven established here on earth. Do you remember the disciples' prayer? Pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Guys, we have been given the authority to start establishing what is in heaven here on earth. And so we need to recognize that with as believers, this is something we have. Now, the other thing that the Holy Spirit does is start taking a hold of those who are not yet believers. It said He's going to convict of guilt. Why guilt? Because of sin. Because until we bring the gospel to a person, they stand condemned. But once that gospel truth that Jesus came to save them is given to them, and it takes the Holy Spirit's work to do that conviction, you and I were not given that responsibility. We were given the responsibility to preach the word. That's where your responsibility, my responsibility stops. I am to make sure that you hear the word. Then we have to let the Holy Spirit do His work. We were not given that job. It says right here, the Holy Spirit will be the convictor. And so when you have a friend saying, I'm feeling guilty, you need to assess two things. Is there sin? Is there a lie they're believing? And we need to ask them to let the Holy Spirit convict them. But then once the Holy Spirit has done that, the Holy Spirit will also say, look, you now have heard the good news, the gospel. Once they're convicted, they recognize, I need the righteousness of Jesus. And this is what is so beautiful, is that righteousness is there for us. Don't you get excited about that? I no longer have to be that dirty, filthy vessel that I have been. I want you to think about this. Think about the times that we struggle against selfishness and we get convicted by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit says you were more concerned about your rights than you were about someone else's. I thought you had your rights when you became mine. You're now concerned about the rights of the kingdom, not your rights. It's hard when we get convicted, but that's the Spirit's job. Now, He says, I will bring you into truth, and all that is mine is the Father's, and the Father's is mine. And I am going to have the Holy Spirit bring to you all of these things. So guys, Jesus said, I do the works that I see my Father doing. Now we hear that the Holy Spirit is going to take of the Father's, which is also Jesus's, and He is going to bestow it on us. Think of what that means. How, don't let Satan think, make you think, I'm just anything. You're not just anything. You're a child of the Most High King. You've been given the Holy Spirit. You have the power to do His work. So stop letting Satan deceive you. He is the father of lies. When you start thinking you're not capable, and you start thinking that you just aren't worth anything. It has been my prayer since hearing about my niece Belinda that she would come to know who she is in Jesus. You see, she saw on Facebook some friends she thought were friends had put some very disparaging remarks on there, and she turned to the bottle, to not the alcohol bottle, the pill bottle, to escape. She believed the lie of Satan. So I have been praying for the Holy Spirit to do His work in her life, to stop allowing that deception. So this morning I'm saying to you, if you struggle with who you are or your worth, you got to start recognizing that's not from God the Father. God the Father says you can do all things through Christ, empowered through the Holy Spirit. Many times we as Christians hear the devil roaring. We take our eyes off of what the Father has told and promised to us. We see the depth of the roar. We see the teeth of the demon. We see the teeth of the roaring lion. And we power. God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. For these people whose wires are all mixed up, we need to pray for healing. Now, recognize that it is a healing that is physical because there are problems in the brain. Even when we're talking about not having enough of the, I think it's the serotonin that gives us the sense of well-being, if we don't have enough of that chemical, that is a physical problem. And our God says, I am Jehovah Rapha, your healer. And we have to count on that. But you see, we have to come to a place where we believe and accept that He is who He says He is. And that He can do what He says He will do. Many times, it is hard, and I understand that. I have had some hard times the last few years dealing with the neuropathy, diabetes, that didn't seem like it was that out of control, and yet, boom, I lost the feeling in my toes. Things that I always took for granted that now my wife cringes when I get on a stepladder. I can do all things through Christ. I am believing that I am an overcomer because Jesus has said, I have overcome the world. And I am believing that God wants each of us to know that you are overcomers and that you will overcome the struggles that you face. Sometimes just dealing with a family can be overwhelming. How many of you have families that it's hard to deal with? Okay. God can help you be an overcomer in that situation. Doesn't mean that all of a sudden He's going to zap everyone and they're all going to be perfect. Because you know what? He's waiting for them to say, I need you, Lord Jesus. But He will help you to act the way you need to act, to do the things. But we can't do it in our own power. And I think that's the other thing I want you to get this morning. When Jesus told His disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait until they had received the power. Now, I want you to think for a moment of this picture. Here are these disciples. Actually, it's 120 of them. They've been in prayer for several days now, continuing to seek the Lord and waiting because they've been told to wait there until the power comes. Now, I want you to get in your mind the picture of what happens. All of a sudden, the sound as of a rushing wind. How many of you have been out in the trees on a really windy day? Do you hear that whooshing that goes through the trees? Have you had to grab your hat because you don't want to lose it in the wind? Have you sometimes had to almost struggle to walk forward in that wind? They heard this sound. Then they saw something. What did they see? Tongues of fire. Can you imagine this? They were waiting for something. They didn't know what was going to happen. They hear this noise. They see these tongues and they come down upon them. And then they were given power. Now, I want you to think about this because all of a sudden people were curious. What on earth is going on? Okay? Just recently, before that, just a short time, Jesus had gone through the crucifixion. On the day of the crucifixion, what happened to the sun? It was blocked out. The earth grew dark. you imagine what people are beginning to think now? First, we've got the sun one day. Now, just 40 days later, 50 days later, we have this sound and people come out. What's going on? And once they get there, this crowd is gathered and they hear people talking in all of the languages from the people, all of the disciples that had come from different parts of the world who knew the Lord God heard the message of Jesus that day. Now, Jesus even said, if you can't believe for any other reason, believe because you see the miracles. Now, you always have some people who don't see. I don't care what's going on. Have you ever been in a church service where you just have had your socks blessed off? And then a person sitting right over there, you can tell, they are more concerned about what they're going to have for lunch. Or they're concerned about how long the preacher's going to go on. Now, the Lord's blessed us with cushioned pews. So I don't expect to hear you complaining about how it hurts to sit here. All right? But what I'm saying is, the Holy Spirit can be moving right in your heart when you've asked the Lord to move, when you've said, I want to be open to the moving of your Spirit today, Lord, and I'm going to just focus on you, and someone else may not have been able to do that. Maybe that day they'd had the worst fight with their husband or their wife. You know, Satan loves to do that. He likes to put us in the area where we're not ready to receive. But we can say and make a choice. I want to receive from you, Lord. But that day, the wind had rushed out and everyone came to see because there was something going on. And then they couldn't explain. How could these people talk in all these languages when they were obviously Galileans? How did they know all these languages? They didn't, but God does. Hallelujah. God knows language, guys. So, whether it's Spanish, English, French, German, whatever the language, God knows it. He hears when we pray. And He said, I'm going to get this message out to every language. That day, 3,000 souls were saved. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to start praying that there will be an open heaven right here in Portugal, right here where we live, right around our homes, so that when people walk into our homes, they immediately sense that it is peaceful because the peace of God is there. That's what we need to do, is expect the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do in the first place and give Him permission. So guys, my challenge this morning is, let us let the Holy Spirit guide us. Let us say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Right there in your heart. You're welcome. To even come in and cleanse I don't want to keep things back any longer. And that's what He wants to do. He wants to bring the power of our Holy Father to live within us. Amen? Amen? So, next week we will not be doing the series on Seventh-day Baptist beliefs. We will be having the baby dedication in the service. We'll be for the dedication of Josiah Christopher Van Horn. So, that will be the service for next week. So, I hope to see you all next week. The following week after that, we will go back to the study of Seventh-day Baptist doctrine. And I'm going to talk about the Trinity, triunity, the struggle that some people have with placing of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about those things. So that'll be in 2 weeks.